It's my first morning of high school. I have 7 new notebooks, a skirt I hate, and a stomach ache. The school bus wheezes to my corner. The door opens and I step up. I'm the first pickup of the day. The driver pulls away from the curb while I stand in the aisle. Where do I sit? I've never been a backseat waste case. If I sit in the middle, a stranger could sit next to me. If I sit in the front, it'll make me look like a little kid. But I figure it's the best chance I have to make eye contact with one of my friends, if any of them have decided to talk to me yet. The bus picks up students in groups of 4 or 5. As they walk down the aisle, people who were my middle school lap partners or gym buddies glare at me. I close my eyes. This is what I've been dreading. As we leave the last stop, I'm the only person sitting alone. The driver downshifts to drag us over the hills. The engine clanks, which makes the guys in the back holler something obscene. Someone is wearing too much cologne. I try to open up my window, but the little latches won't move. A guy behind me unwraps his breakfast and shoots the wrapper at the back of my head. It bounces into my lap. A ho-ho. We pass janitors painting over the sign in front of the high school. The school board has decided that Meriwether High, home of the Trojans, didn't send a strong abstinence message, so they have transformed us into the Blue Devils. Better the devil you know than the Trojan you don't, I guess. School colors will stay purple and gray. The board didn't want to spring for new uniforms. Older students are allowed to roam until the bell, but 9th graders are herded into the auditorium. We fall into clans. Jocks, country clubbers, idiot savants, cheerleaders, human waste, Eurotrash, future fascists of America, big hair chicks, the Marthas, suffering artists, thespians, goths, shredders. I am clanless. I wasted the last weeks of August watching cartoons. I didn't go to the mall, the lake, or the pool, or answer the phone. I have entered high school with the wrong hair, the wrong clothes, the wrong attitude. And I don't have anyone to sit with. I am an outcast.